Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Summer Senkyo Show, the only podcast dedicated to anime and gaming. And this is episode 6. And here's your hosts, Kosamas and Kyo.
Yo, what's up? This is Kosamas. And I'm sorry, but I gotta disappoint you folks, or either make you really happy, but Kyo is out today. He's actually gone the whole week. He's on a special training mission and visitation to another state right now on some Koga Manjidani business. So it'll pretty much be just me here today doing the anime section. Later on, I'll go over the gaming section of the podcast, which we'll have a special guest, Omega Archetype. And he stopped by to feel Kyo's position. But I thought I would start off something new. I would hook you guys up with some anime news.
Anime news.
I know some of you anime lovers like your manga, and there was a manga. Actually, it is a manga. It's by Hiroki Samura, and it's called Blade of Immortal. And they're actually going to make an anime based on this manga, and it's coming this summer in Japan. And if you're not familiar with the manga, Blade of the Immortal, it's about a character named Manji, a Ronin swordsman condemned to immortality unless he kills 1,000 evil men for all the good men he killed. I don't really know much about this series or the manga, but I saw a couple of, not a trailer, but some screenshots here and there of the anime in production. And it looks pretty solid. It looks pretty cool. So I'm probably going to check that out and give you more information on that as time goes on. And something very cool on the news front on our next story, which is Gonzo. They're going to do a worldwide online release synchronized with Japanese broadcast. And what's that really mean? Basically, it just it's expanding their distribution channels for international anime fans. So the same time that this is released in Japan on television, you'll be able to go to your web browser and find that same anime legally subbed for your convenience, which is really awesome for us international anime fans, because unless you want to learn Japanese, which you should probably do as well so you can get the full experience out of the way the anime is supposed to be. But anyway, the two animes that are going to be released are, or the first ones are going to be the Tower of Druga, the Aegis of Uruk. And if you're unfamiliar with this, it's from a hugely popular 1980s arcade game of the same name. And I guess it's a fantasy epic that doesn't take itself too seriously, and it's a cast of oddball characters that set out on an epic quest with a parody of video game cliches. So if you're a gamer, I'm pretty sure you are since you downloaded this, or an anime fan, but it's a mixture of both worlds, so it's going to have a whole bunch of video game cliches thrown into this anime, which could be pretty interesting. I'll have to check out a couple of episodes and give you guys a rundown to see if it's actually worth your time. But the second series, the second one that's going to be out, is going to be called Blast Rider. Blast Rider is it's a one-man stand against the tide of destruction that's unleashed whenever demonic blood transforms humans into demons, and that's pretty much what this series is about. And the guy Joseph Jobson is able to control his cursed demonic form, which I kind of remember from another type of anime. It might be called Sayuki, but it's basically about a demon who's able to harness his powers without going crazy. And so he's gonna try to hunt down the man who cursed him and save the world from apocalypse. And it's supposed to have some stunning visuals, epic battles, and a dark, mature storyline. So it's supposed to set the standard for animation, you know, for next-generation animation. But I haven't seen any screenshots or any of the illustrations, but I'll probably keep you more informed on that since, you know, this is the Koga Manjidani news of anime right now. And speaking of an old anime, on our next news tip is, if you haven't heard, A 3 meter tall bronze statue of a Gundam monument was unveiled this Sunday in Tokyo. And if you're living in Tokyo, you can check it out at the Kimigusa train station. But for all you Bleach fans, you actually have a chance to catch the first movie, Memories of Nobody. You know, the Bleach movie, Memories of Nobody? Well, it's going to be released in movie theaters this summer in major North American cities, which pretty much means if you're not living in L.A., New York, Seattle, you know, big cities, then you could check that out. But it'll be released on DVD later this winter. So that's it for our anime news. Stay tuned for our special gaming section with our guest host, our guest co-host, Omega Archetype.
Welcome to the Kosama Senkyo gaming section. Stay tuned for a special replacement for Kyo this week, Omega Archetype.
What's up, Koga Manjadani listeners to the Kosama Senkyo show? This is Kosamas, but Kyo can't make it right now because he's on a dangerous mission out of state. But he will be back next time, hopefully. But this week we had a great opportunity to invite an old friend of mine, Omega Archetype. He's going to lend us his gaming knowledge and opinion on all the upcoming games and news stories.
So, what's up?
Not much. How's it been going?
It's going pretty good, man. So, what have you been playing?
Mainly Call of Duty 4. That's pretty much all I've been playing.
Nice. Yeah, it's been a while since I picked up Call of Duty 4 since the patch hit.
Yeah, patch is alright. They could have done better. But for what it is, it's alright.
Do you think they should release a new patch pretty soon, or do you think this one will hold you over for a while?
Yeah, they definitely need to work on the host migration. They said they fixed it, but nah, they didn't do nothing.
Yeah, that's pretty weak, man.
Yeah.
I haven't really had a chance to get down on much Call of Duty 4 lately on the 360 because there's so many good games coming out.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, Rainbow Six Vegas 2 came out this week.
Yeah, I've been wanting to look at that one.
It's pretty good. It's just, I'll have more thoughts about it later. But, you know, it's pretty good. It's got a lot of close encounter, quick action, smart AI.
It's a first person
sound
shooter,
is
right?
Badass, yeah. Sound is really good. Except for if you've played the first one, you've pretty much played the second one. It feels like a $60 expansion pack.
Yeah. I hate when games do that.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's this, like, when you go through the game, you expect to be going through more casinos and more Vegas, you know, going through MGM Grand and, like, even just generic ripoffs. But no, you're going through, someone's vacation that's not the strip. You're, like, running down garages and alleyways and
instead of what you expect.
Yeah, it's what you look out the window of your hotel room, like one of the cheesy hotels, and all you see is just neighborhoods. That's pretty much the way that feels. I mean, you get a few convention centers here and there, but I don't know. I was expecting a whole lot more.
How's the multiplayer so far?
Well, multiplayer, you can't go wrong with that.
That's really the main reason I want it.
One thing on co-op, though, is the music pretty much is, like, just gone.
Yeah.
And the graphics kind of deteriorate just a little bit, like the HDR lighting and some.
They always downgrade on multiplayer just to make it run smoother, but it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it's all about the gameplay. It's a lot of fun because I've got with a couple of, some people on my friends list that listen to the show. And we all got down on Terrorist Hunt, which is one of my favorites from the first game.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. Did you ever play Terrorist Hunt?
No, I never played the original Rainbow Six.
Rainbow Six Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you haven't tried one, part two would be pretty cool, just to, like, pick up and rent.
That was definitely, I mean, once I played Call of Duty 4, it got me into the interest of all these other games, like Rainbow Six and Ghost Recon, but I still haven't had a chance to pick any of them up yet.
Yeah, because you used to be big in the Halo, and then you jump shit pretty much, huh?
Yeah, Halo, I mean, after Halo 2, I got bored of Halo 3 right away. It's pretty much the same thing over and over again.
Well, it's because we played so much Halo 2, you know? Yeah, and then you go into Halo 3, it just feels like the same thing.
Exactly. I mean, there's nothing... There was not enough changes. It was like you're playing the same game.
Yeah, not enough changes toward a next-gen
exactly
game. I mean, they threw in Forge and all this cool, like, next-gen capabilities, like recording.
I did like the theater, though. Yeah, the theater was awesome, but...
And which they should do more often.
Yeah.
I heard in the Battlefield... The new Battlefield game, you'll be able to record some scenarios and some pictures, I think. That's what I heard, but whenever I played the beta, because we just got done playing the beta. Yeah.
Which is fun, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty badass. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things, like, promised right there.
New releases of the week.
But coming up this week, we're going to go through the releases. So hand up the releases, Omega.
Well, the newest releases this week are Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII.
Damn, which, I've heard some good things about that.
Yeah, I'm pretty interested in that one. I mean, I've been a Final Fantasy fan since the PlayStation, at least. And I know I'm older than that, but I never got into Final Fantasy before that. But Final Fantasy VII really got me into RPGs.
Yeah, that was a pretty good introduction RPG.
And that's still one of my favorite games of all time. Even though the rest of the series is just as good. I'm not going to say that Final Fantasy VII is the best game ever. Because I know it's not.
It kind of sucked, too, because I picked up the Sega Saturn instead of the PlayStation. So
yeah, we were on opposite sides. Lee, my cousin Lee, and your friend Lee. Well, him and Abel had the PlayStation.
They had the PlayStation, because I remember going over there and they were playing Resident Evil 1. I was like, oh my god, this is so badass.
And that's where I first saw Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
And that right away, man, I wanted a PlayStation and a Final Fantasy VII.
Just the way it starts off, man. It's just like right when you start up the game, you're going right into that...
into the Mako reactor. The
Mako reactor. Yeah. And then you have to escape by planting bombs or something. And I don't remember. It's been a while since I
played. First, you got to plant a bomb, and then you make your escape. They're destroying the reactor. Of course,
everybody knows what happens next. We won't ruin it for the four people out there that didn't play the game.
Oh, yeah. By the way... No, never mind. I'm better not.
So what else is coming out this week?
Dark Sector.
I got that on my queue.
Yeah, you know, it's for the PS3 and the 360.
So are you going to play that at all?
Probably not. I mean, I'm a first-person shooter fan, but mainly when it comes to first-person shooters, it's all about online.
That's not a first-person shooter, though.
Oh, it isn't?
No, it's like a Gears of War type game.
Oh, well, from what I remember, it was old EGM.
I remember the old EGM. It was a lot different back then.
Yeah, and it said Dark Sector was one of the first next-gen games that they got a screenshot for. Oh, I remember it saying a first-person shooter. That's why I mixed them up. But other than that, I haven't been even really looking to this game.
Yeah, I was excited at first, but now since we got Gears of War and we saw Resistance, we got all this taste of...
Then you got Uncharted on the PS3.
Yeah, and Uncharted. And then now that we get Dark Sector, it's like all the next-gen fun out of that game has already been done.
Yeah, it's
so
like...
So they waited just a bit too long
to get that out. They were ahead of everybody, but by the time development finished, everybody was ahead of them.
Yeah.
So now it looks like they're trying to take repeat somebody else.
You know who makes that?
I have no idea.
So what else is coming out this week?
And then Ninja Gaiden, Dragon Sword.
Yeah, I've actually been playing that. I got the Japanese release early.
My copy's coming in tomorrow.
Man, that game feels so good. It's like a stylus slasher. Yeah,
I've been waiting for a long time since I first heard of it.
For all you people listening and you get Dragon Sword, first recommendation... Level up your sword, because you'll just get more and more badass attacks, and your speed increases, so then it becomes even more fun. It's just kind of hard to explain without getting a little too excited, and I'll just leave it at that. Pick it up.
I just can't wait for my copy tomorrow, so
yeah,
I'll be playing that for a long time. So
I'll probably pick it up on English version, too, just so I can understand what's going on.
And Ryu, dude, he's bad.
Yeah, and it's got cool little voice clips. It's a Ryu-san.
Yeah, I've seen the previews of the cutscenes. The art is...
Oh, dude, the art is awesome. It's not too serious. Yeah. It's got a nice, a light American manga look. Yeah, American manga.
It's like it reminds me of a Marvel comic and manga thrown together.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. It kind of seemed like it was...
Yeah, it's
interesting, though. You're going to be happy when you pick that up.
I can't wait. And the next one on the list is Command & Conquer 3, Kane's Wrath.
I don't PC game no more. What about you?
My PC's enough. Probably I'd be able to handle it, but... I'm not a big fan of RTS games. Never have been. I don't know if I ever will either. So
I'm not really interested. I'm a fan of RTS games, but I think I don't know. I like them. It's just you got to dedicate some time to it. You got to learn all the short keys, and you got to be quick with your tactical moves.
I mean, I used to play the old Command & Conquer.
Red Alert.
The first one, the very first one.
Yeah.
My uncle gave it to me one time for my computer, but that computer died. But.
Moving on.
And I'd play it for a little bit and then get bored. So that's why I just stayed away from the RTS genre completely.
Yeah,
so.
That's perfectly cool, man.
Okay, and the next on the list is Viking Battle for Asgard.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I think it's a action game.
What's it for?
PS3 and at 360.
Oh.
So
I'll probably end up checking it out then.
I'll probably look on some trailers, but
yeah, I probably won't buy it, but I might. Yeah, I'll pique my interest into it just to see what it is.
Yeah, I've heard. I've seen like advertising and stuff for it, but I haven't actually looked into it because I'm not Vikings. Nah, give me ninjas and
yeah, really,
and, you know, something like that.
But, Vikings and pirates. I'm sorry, it's just it's that's not cool to me,
dude. The whole ninja versus pirate thing is the dumbest thing ever.
I know ninjas would win. Come on.
Yeah, I mean,
pirates are loud, obnoxious, drunk, and they're shooting their pistols off, and before they know it, their neck slit.
And they got peg legs, and they can only see through one eye. You seriously can't stand up to a ninja like that. So whatever.
Whatever.
The next on the list is Naruto Ultimate Ninja 3 for the PS2.
Yeah. Me and Kyo were pretty excited about this one because we just barely finished up all the Naruto episodes, and now we're just winging it. It's a badass series, but this one, we were waiting for a Shippuden game, and this is only the end of, like, the original cast, I guess, from the first the first original Naruto series, which, I don't know, we might rent it. Yeah. We're kind of more anxious to get our hands on Sasori.
I don't know, for me, I've never liked Naruto, but I might check it out anyways.
What about fighting games, man? Are you waiting
for like fighting games,
Soul Calibur at least?
Yeah, just to play as Darth Vader.
Oh yeah, your PS3. Yeah. I'm gonna be Yoda. I don't have a
360, but
just give me Mitsurugi. That's all I need.
Well, Mitsurugi is bad, but I like Taki.
That'd be badass. Dude, if they had cross console integration with that game. Yeah, that would be so awesome.
Imagine playing online. One is Darth Vader. One is
Yoda.
Yoda, dude, that would kick ass.
But it doesn't. Probably like a couple of months later, they'll release it some DLC.
I honestly doubt it. You know, they want to make sure that everything sticks to its console.
Yeah, but you know how it is. You know how companies always want to make more money.
Yeah, I mean, I would much rather see all these games multi-platform online. Like the only game that I know of that's online and multi-platform is Final Fantasy XI. That game you can be on PC, 360, or PS2, and still be able to play with each every person.
That's pretty cool.
Each every system, I mean. So I wish all games like
there was a Call few Duty more 4. Games that were that are coming out that are gonna be like PS3 and Xbox 360 and PC integrated. I don't remember off the top of my head. We all know what Shadowrun did, and that didn't seem to go too well. Nothing against Shadowrun; it was pretty cool. Just not enough development support.
I think it'd be cool if more games did that, but then again, now you know Xbox Live and PSN are a completely different thing, so it's hard to work with them too. And I understand that, but
the only way, like you said, it's a Final Fantasy game. You're paying for server space.
Yeah.
So neither Xbox nor Sony is actually paying for these servers. It's a company who built the game.
That would be cool, and I wish they would do that with like a first-person shooter.
Never know. Maybe MMOs that are going to be coming out.
Yeah, like APB.
Yeah.
It's like a GTA MMO. Hmm. It's like Grand Theft Auto, a whole open world city or open world and everything. So. Hopefully that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, it might be. So. Is that all that's coming out?
No, we got Universe at War, Earth Assault for the 360. It's an RTS.
So you're staying away from it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't have time for this game.
Yeah, I have no idea. I never even heard about it. So I'm not that big of a gamer. I am, but not entirely old enough, so, if that made any sense.
Yeah, we all have our preferences, man.
Okay, and then another one is Octomania for the Wii. It's a Puyo Puyo pedigree. So, never even heard of that one.
Me either. But this is like the last one. What is it? Harvest Moon?
Harvest Moon DS.
Another Harvest Moon game? That's cool. I didn't get too much into the first Harvest Moon on the DS.
I never played them, so. Sucks I don't have enough more experience on the rest of the games, but.
Got your news right here, buddy. Also, this week we saw some pretty interesting things. Did you see any of those PlayStation 3 mods for Unreal? They had new mods. You could be Spawn.
Spawn?
Spawn, dude. I mean, of course, without the cape.
Image comic Spawn?
Yeah, like the good-looking Spawn. Like, it looked really good. It looked way better than any of the PlayStation 2 models back in the day.
That's for those awesome. Games.
And Master Chief.
You can be a Master Chief on UT3?
Yeah, as Master Chief. And Marcus Fenix and the Coltrane from Gears of War. And those were all mods, man.
That's nice. But the thing is, the UT3 is a PS3 exclusive, right?
No, it's coming to 360.
No, but currently it is.
Currently, right now.
So it's a timed exclusive.
Yeah, it's a timed exclusive, but I think PS3 is the only one allowing mods because Xbox is so scared.
Yeah.
So scared that also in the news you probably heard about how they started going after cheaters. Well, just recently, they were seeing people that were hacking their game saves or pretty much swapping memory cards with their friends to get achievements. So they would have every achievement for Rumble Roses in like 8 hours, or every achievement like, in Blue Dragon.
Yeah,
and those are some of the hardest
ones to get achievements.
Yeah, and they had them all.
It's impossible to get it in that amount of
time. In one day, yeah, and they had them all in one day. So pretty much, they deleted all their gamer score points to zero, and they now have on their Xbox .com profile, not on the Xbox Live profile, but it'll label them as a cheater. That they were caught cheating.
They should do that for on Xbox Live as well, not just the site.
Yeah, like to show who's a cheater.
Yeah, I mean, because if they're going to cheat in that way, they're probably...
But come on, they've already got all their points gone, so what's the point of being labeled a cheater? Now they're just going to create a new account, but now they lost that name, so...
Yeah.
And there's like stupid MySpace clubs and all that too that go around bragging how they can hack in the Halo 3 accounts and steal your ID. And these people, I hope they catch them and...
I wish those people would just get a life and leave everybody
alone. Yeah, really. I mean, come on, they're just achievements.
Yeah, no, I mean, achievements aren't a big deal to me, but I understand the want to do it, you know, the want to get it. Because it adds replay value to your games.
Yeah, and it makes you play a game in the way the developer hopes you play.
Yeah.
Instead of hoping they can lead you. Like even in Bully, you know, there was like different things like where you can put firecrackers in toilets or put people in the... Like, give them
swirlies
or give people wedgies or throw eggs at cars or pick flowers or kiss boys even. And those are all achievements.
Dang.
Yeah, I know, but it makes you try things that you normally wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, you won't see that over the rainbow achievement on my profile.
Yeah.
So don't expect, I mean, I might have all 900 and whatever points on there, but sorry, not that one.
Nah, I wouldn't touch that game.
No, either. Points aren't. It's a pretty good game, though. I'm enjoying Bully.
I've never been like a big. I mean, GTA is good, but Bully I never was interested in.
Did you try it at all? Or?
No, I never tried it. I mean, I wouldn't be. I wouldn't not want to try it, but if I had to buy it, I wouldn't buy it. It's not something I would.
Go out of your way to buy. Yeah.
I mean, there's games that I feel.
That you have to buy.
Yeah.
Or have to rent. You're like, I gotta try this
game.
This is what. Like, I was the same way with Bully when it came out on PlayStation 2 and it was going to be for Xbox. I didn't even have, like, who cares? It's just another game. But I actually picked it up, and it's actually a lot of fun.
Man, I know it got good reviews and everything, but I try to don't, like, for me, I don't try to base my buys and my rents on the reviews.
Yeah, you go on personal taste and what you expect in a game.
Most of the time, you'll see me buying, like, a game that I know is good.
Well,
like,
speaking of a game that's good and that you're probably playing a lot right now, and I am, you know, I still played a lot. Yeah. I'm really damn good. I win tournaments every so often. But it's Call of Duty 4. You know, we all know about this upcoming map pack for the 360. Yeah. Well, just recently, which was today, they announced for the PS3 and PC owners that approximately 21 days after the 360 maps come out, so pretty much April 24th.
Yeah, the maps are going to be timed exclusive for 21 days.
Another timed exclusive.
And this is annoying to me. I mean, I understand. Well, all it really is comes down to is the company wanting to make money.
Yeah.
I mean, but exclusive download content is the dumbest thing ever. Actually, download content, I'm not happy with it at all.
What about Rock Band? You know, you downloading albums because they got the new Rock Band store now, where you could download full albums and listen to even previews, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Except for the Wii, because Nintendo, they're scared of online, so they're like, "Oh, we don't have no announced plans for Wii downloads."
Yeah.
And there's no Wii integration with Rock Band either. It's basically the PS2 version. You know that?
Yeah. So there's no online on that? On Rock Band?
No, not for the Wii.
Oh, that sucks.
There might be.
I know Guitar Hero 3 does.
It might have it, but I don't think you can download songs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it might have online play, but not downloadable songs, which is like the main part of Rock Band. I hear
some things like Rock Band and Guitar Hero 3. I understand the download content, you know, the stuff like that. But like the maps, and I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean it's worth it in the end because I love Call of Duty 4.
Mm-hmm. So you want to pay $10 for these three?
Yeah,
maps.
I'll probably pay $10 for them. I mean, they're worth it to me because. It just adds more time or more hours for me to put into the game.
Yeah, so. I mean, that's probably the next reason why I'm going to pick that up.
Yeah.
Just like Mass Effect, you know, I had just downloaded the Bring Down the Sky Pack recently, and I ran through that in about 2 hours because I put it on hardcore difficulty, and it felt good to get back into the game.
Well, was it worth the money that you paid for? I mean, as far as content that's in it, And the time.
I'd say it's about $5 worth of content.
And that's how much the.
That's how much it is.
Okay, that's not too bad.
But, you know, at the same time, I felt. It just felt like another side mission that you ran into in Mass Effect.
That could have been easily put on because the disc when they
the levels first weren't so much different. I mean, there was mines this time around, and you had to pretty much use a strategy to get into the bases to turn off the blasters that were shooting you into this planet.
Yeah.
And but the rooms, all the rooms that you had to go into all look completely the same as every other room you went into in Mass Effect. Because you go to a planet, you go and you find like shelters, and it's pretty much it just seemed like copy and paste. That's the way these places felt like.
It was it the level design and the art?
Like the level design was good. The level design was cool. Like I love using the Mako. You know, it felt good to drive the Mako again. A lot of people had problems with it.
Yeah.
But it was pretty fun. It's just I'm talking about where you battle, like inside these buildings. They're all the same shape. They're all the same size. Like even before I got into the room, to where I was gonna battle, like some of these enemies, I could pretty much picture where all the doors were, where all the enemies were gonna probably pop up at. And sure enough, the door opens up. And it's a two level. They're all on the left. They're gonna slowly start coming in from behind. But oh, they added a turret this time.
And that was about it.
It's just a turret that would come and respawn every so often.
It's like you're fighting the same battle over and over.
Pretty much, yeah. It feels like you're like all these Baltarians. They were, they offered nothing. Like I guess if you read the books, then you would probably be, oh, they're my buddies. You know, the same way if there were a bunch of Boba Fett and Mandalorians in there. If it was a Star Wars game, then it means something. But the Baltarians, they were just another ugly race to me that looked like spiders. So I shot them and they died. And in the story, it was worth the $5. But I'm a little upset that I don't know. I think BioWare should have released a pack, maybe like a 3-mission pack, or give this one to us for free. I mean, or at least after a month or two, give it to us for free.
Did it at least have any significance to the story, or was there anything to make push you to beat it, to finish it?
Oh, so you're saying like, did it have anything to do with the story? No, it was just another side mission. You're cruising through space, listening to your music, and all of a sudden you're on your way to save the world, and someone's like, hey, there's a meteor, an asteroid heading towards the planet. Like, oh, and you go and make a stop and take care of business and leave, and you save the day.
You don't get no...
There's some additional story. I'm not saying that there's no voiceovers and actual really good storytelling with good voice actors. And that, I mean, it's still going for the whole dialogue choosing, and makes you feel a little bit of emotion here and there. Because that's what they're selling you. They're selling you emotions.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like, yeah.
But give me a beautiful place to stage my emotions. Don't just...
not just the same bland
thing. Yeah, not just the same bland... the environments are cool looking, like the world, like outer space, seeing the blasters and the planet getting all close to it. That was badass. That was cool.
But the...
But the fighting inside the buildings, that was old. That was lame. I was like, I've done this before.
At least you feel you got your money's worth out of it. So that's really all it comes down to.
Yeah, and also this week, Bethesda, I don't know if I'm saying that right. Bethesda, they made Oblivion.
Yeah, they're the ones that make Fallout.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Fallout 3.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they pronounce their name, but yeah, I'm sure everybody knows.
Well, I guess they were originally stated that they were going to go for 9 to 12 endings for this game.
Yeah.
And most people were like, 9 to 12 endings? That's pretty good replay value, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
What if I told you that there's going to be over 200 endings?
Holy crap.
Could you believe it? I mean, would you ever be able to not stop playing this game and find every single thing?
I don't know. Xbox Live, people are going to have fun getting all the achievements out of that one.
Yeah, because Tom Howard, I guess he mentioned it on the latest OXM podcast.
Yeah.
That they were going to have over 200 different endings as of last week.
Wow. That's for Fallout 3, right?
Yeah, Fallout 3. And that's just twice as long as they initially estimated, 40 hours with side quests. So.
I wonder how that's going to work, though.
But it's Fallout, man. You can't go wrong with Fallout. If you played any of the past ones, they were like ahead of the genre. Hmm. Yeah, but
pretty interesting.
But you know, speaking of Rainbow Six, Vegas 2.
Yeah.
PlayStation 3 is having problems with their servers.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
And now even the Xbox 360 is having trouble with their servers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess they're just getting too full and it's just, you won't be able to connect, like, you maybe connect 15 times out of 100.
Too many people playing, or just problems with their servers?
I think it's just too many people playing the game, maybe, and they weren't anticipating that many people to jump on Easter Sunday.
That's crazy.
Kind of like the way Xbox Live did.
Well, plus it's spring break right now in a lot of places. Yeah,
that's why it's so hard to get into a match of the beta for Battlefield.
There's so many people not doing anything right
now. Not doing anything.
All they're going to do is play video games. I know that's what I'm going to do.
Sure, I wish I could do that. I got to work. Yeah. But speaking of the rival, man, I keep wanting to get back on Call of Duty 4.
Yeah.
But for some reason, you know, I heard there was a Game of the Year edition coming out already.
Yeah, with all four new maps.
Yeah, with all the four new maps.
Yeah. Only for the 360, though. It's not. PS3's not getting that.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's weak.
From what we know, they haven't released any statement.
I figured they wouldn't because they're not getting the...
Yeah, for 21 days. So yeah, for 21 days. If they're going to get it, it's probably going to come out, I would say, at least a month after the 360 version comes out. If at all. We'll see.
Hopefully, man. You know,
sucks.
I'll be playing those maps, and you can come by and check them out.
Sucks when PS3 owners get shafted.
I know, man.
It's horrible.
The PS3 owners, like, you're kind of like the mutt of the group.
You can't expect much because the online's free.
Yeah.
We don't have to pay anything, dude.
Yeah, that is nice.
But
$50 isn't really that bad either.
Yeah,
to have a good online experience most of the time.
It's not, but the way I think about it, I'm like, I pay $60 for a game already. Shouldn't everything I want out of that game be already with it?
Yeah, but you never know, man. Because I know some games, any games on the PS3 charge you to play besides like
Final Fantasy. From what I know, no.
Well, huh? I figured publishers would take advantage of that.
No, because remember, in PS2, they didn't have a unified online system. So each developer had to do it on their own. They had to make their own online system, and that's why they were usually charging. This time, PSN is like Xbox Live, but free, and has less features. So that's where you kind of get the free at, you know?
Yeah.
So I haven't seen a game that charges for online yet, but I'm sure there will be one. Sometime soon.
Yeah, but, you know, the Modern Warfare pack is going to include four multiplayer packs. You know, it's going to have Creek,
yeah,
Broadcast,
Chinatown,
and Kill House.
Yeah, can't wait for that.
And, you know, I'm just looking for a reason to jump back into Call of Duty 4 again. Because, tell you the truth, I'm already sick of Rainbow Six Vegas too.
Really?
It's just the visuals just seem like they got, I don't know.
They're just bland.
They're just kind of like, they're not really impressive anymore.
Yeah,
not like the first ones were.
When I first saw the next-gen graphics, I was pretty much blown away. The first thing I think I saw it live, not just on a video on a computer or anything like that, but actually playing, was the King Kong game on the 360.
Oh, yeah.
I was blown away. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, I downloaded that for my PC, and I was like, holy crap, this game looks like next-gen.
It looks amazing, but now that I look at the new stuff, I'm like, well, it looks good. I mean,
it's just we have so, like, our levels are going higher and higher now.
I mean, it doesn't bother me, though. That's the thing.
Oh, no, because that can only get
better. It looks, actually, what it is, I think, is we're getting used to it now.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's mind blowing.
Like Dark Sector, like we were saying. It's, you look at the game and you're just not as impressed as you were when you first saw it before you even touched an Xbox 360 controller.
And then now, I mean, it happens. Just like the PS2, or just like the last generation. You know, from the jump from the PlayStation 1 to the PS2 or the 64 to the GameCube.
Yeah.
You were like, holy crap. You know, I remember coming to your house and you had your Dreamcast. We were playing, what was it, NFL 2K?
NFL 2K or 2K1.
And I was watching that and, dude, those dudes look so real.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. And then,
dude, it was so badass at the time.
And then, but now you look at it and you're like, wow. That's nothing like I remember it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because it was the basic model, the football players, but now they have the glistening and they have...
That's the
dirt and the mud.
About next-gen graphics is they look shiny.
Yeah, they do.
And, you know, like, their skin is shiny. I can understand, like, sweat being shiny, but not their entire skin.
Yeah, their whole face looks like it was made of rubber.
Yeah, like it has a...
Like made out of fake apples or something. You know what a fake apple, you know?
That's like, yeah, exactly. It has, like, a plastic... wrapping around it. I don't know, it's weird, hard to explain, but
kind of like the way some of the Gears, like the Gears of War characters look, they always look all
but
wet.
They look good. It's just like the NBA games.
Mm-hmm.
It looks funny because instead of just the sweat beam looking like a liquid, everything looks shiny, like it's a sword I'm looking for. It's just not right.
You know what game did really well with the sweat that I haven't seen really perfected is Fight Night Round 3. Remember how awesome that looked when you first played it?
Yeah.
I mean, where's the next Fight Night? I mean, it's been years already.
I've been wondering where that's been, so I don't know. Maybe EA is just whatever.
Yeah, you guys suck, man. I'm sorry you do.
Yeah.
I'm going to get more into why EA sucks during our crap of the week.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And we're going to go off on UAA, so you stay tuned for more of the show. But I got something else that I wanted to talk about. It's about Ubisoft. And I don't know if you know, but they acquired the Tom Clancy name this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so their shares just went up the roof, you know, because everything you stick Tom Clancy on is going to make money.
Yeah.
Heck, they're even thinking about putting a Tom Clancy MMO out.
Yeah.
I mean, would it include every Tom Clancy story, or how is that going
to
work?
They'd probably make something on their own. Does he even have anything to do with those games?
Tom Clancy?
Yeah. Does he even, write the stories, or does he do anything? It's just probably just his name attached.
Pretty much, it's Tom Clancy approved.
Oh, he's all okay. I'll put my little stamp on it right there. How about that?
Yeah, just kind of. Yeah, I don't know. Like, you can't go wrong with too many Tom Clancy games. Yeah. They're so well done. It's because they have such a high budget. Because Tom Clancy's name is stuck to it.
Yeah,
got to pay so much money for that license.
Yeah,
but now that Ubisoft owns the license, you think they're gonna start?
It's probably gonna be just like Madden. Once EA got that NFL license, the games went downhill. Because there's no competition.
I know. That's what
nothing to drive the games forward. So it's probably going to be the same thing.
Man, and EA is just trying to, EA trying to buy Take-Two.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that. But
I think EA is just trying to get too much under their belt. They're just trying to take over the gaming world, and it's becoming annoying because they're going to start capitalizing on everything. Which will go off more on the EA subject later.
I don't want that.
Oh, man. So. Which, there's a company out there that's actually doing something pretty cool, which is Criterion.
Yeah, the ones that made
Burnout Paradise
and Crysis. Oh no, I'm thinking Crytek. Sorry.
Yeah, but at least they're releasing some DLC, which they promised, and they said it would be free.
Which is good. I mean, free DLC.
It's not just a couple of cars, maybe some new stats, but it's entire islands of city expansion.
That's awesome.
And they're giving it away for free because you can't exactly go online. And expect everybody to pay for these map packs Halo 3 and Call of Duty 4. They just want everybody to have access to it where anyone can go.
Especially with games like that. I mean, they don't have the same numbers as Halo 3 or... I'm sure they don't.
No, of course not. I mean, you can only take so much driving around.
Isn't Halo 3 the number one selling game for right now? Like this generation?
Is it? I don't know. I always thought Call of Duty 4 was.
Really?
Because, I mean, Call of Duty 4 is on PS3 and PC and Xbox 360. But, if you want to go that...
I was thinking first day sales.
But if you want to go that far, you'd say World of Warcraft is...
Oh, psh. That's about 10 million usually.
I heard you're a World of Warcraft player now.
No.
You haven't jumped on that? No, too expensive?
I went from Guild Wars to Final Fantasy 11 for a little bit. In my trial period, I only went 30 days. I was like, man, forget this.
It's kind of the way I was with City of Heroes and City of Villains. I just went through my trial and I was like, that was fun.
The reason I played Guild Wars so long is because, I mean, I enjoyed it. I found some good friends on there, online. Friends online can be just as good as friends offline.
Yeah, I know that. Because I've made some pretty good friends online only. And, you'll never meet them or anything.
But I mean, as far as online, dude, you got some good friends.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's people don't expect you to have that type of world, the online world.
Yeah, they think it's something else. But just like now, I found a clan for Call of Duty 4 and... It's awesome,
There's no clan support, actual clan support, though. Huh?
No, not actual clan support. You just got a clan tag.
Oh, yeah.
But the way it works is...
Koga Manjadani.
No.
Sorry, that's the 360 clan. Yeah. That's our tag. I mean, we're part of the Koga Manjadani at all times, but that's just...
Yeah.
That's just the Call of Duty 4.
Since I don't have 360, I can't be.
Yeah.
Actually, I did ask one time, and he's all, you're not ready yet. I'm like, whatever.
You might be ready now.
I know how after I play this one.
I mean, usually we just, you have to kill us in one-on-one matches,
But that one game we did play with Zach and Kyo and you.
Yeah.
I was doing pretty good.
Yeah, you were.
So.
What do you think about Grand Theft Auto 4 now that you've heard about 15-player multiplayer? 15-player multiplayer.
I mean,
of course the graphics are going to downgrade just a bit, but.
Yeah, on the multiplayer. But it should be fun, as long as it's better than the one that was in San Andreas.
Yeah, that was weak.
Weak. I mean...
It was like a co-op mission that you could only go so far away from.
Yeah, and your little guy, he's way over there, and you're way over here. That's as far as you can go,
You're
limited.
It was stupid. It was...
Yeah.
It should have been online multiplayer.
Yeah, that would have been nice. But now, hopefully they can...
Now we have the capabilities, I think.
But, yeah.
And right now, I guess we're going to get into our specifics, specific news. in terms of brand. First, we're going to start off with Nintendo. Do you want to do Nintendo or do you want to do PS3?
Whatever.
I'll do Nintendo. Well, this week, Rock Band, you know, of course, was announced for $170, the special edition. It's going to come with everything pretty much that you expect.
This is going to be the first release of Rock Band on the Wii, right?
Yeah, it's going to come out on the 22nd, and it's going to include 63 songs, including 5 unspecified bonus songs.
Finally, the Wii owners get it. It's been so long since... How long has it been released? Six months?
It's been out since last year. Because it was
the
big holiday craze, and it's just going to be the PS2 version. There's going to be no WAG support, though. I mean...
Yeah, that'd be nice to use those as drumsticks.
That would have been cool. I mean, they could have had a meter where everybody's got to just, like shake their instruments or get down, you know, where everybody's like... Think of Slipknot whenever they started getting down.
Yeah, with their...
That would have been cool if you have to headbang in synchronization for, like, a Slayer song.
That would be cool, actually.
You know, that would have been actually
again,
interesting.
I mean, sometimes simple is good, too.
Yeah. So simple, plain.
And what they already got is pretty fun, I'm sure. Yeah. So.
Well, something else that that's coming out with a peripheral is a Wii Fit, and that was priced for $90.
That's doing big in Japan right now.
Yeah, it is. Even though you don't really lose much weight off of it,
it's still fun. I mean, that's really all gaming comes down to is fun.
Yeah, pretty much. I probably won't be picking this up.
Nah, me either. I don't even have a Wii. Sadly,
doesn't your brother have a Wii?
Yeah,
think he'll pick this up for the missus?
Negatory.
Kids will probably break it off. But you could pre-order this for $100.
Dude, won't even get No More Heroes, man. Something wrong with him.
No More Heroes?
Yeah. Ever heard of that game?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
He won't even get that.
He's weak. What does he just got? Zelda?
Zelda, Metroid.
Metroid. And probably Mario. Wii Sports.
Yeah. That's it, dude.
And Mario, right?
Yeah, that's
Mario.
It.
Well, that's all you really need, I guess.
Yeah, but still.
And also some other Nintendo news. They showed the Guitar Hero. The Guitar Hero game for DS. World Tour? Guitar Hero on Tour. It's a guitar grip, and it's just like
crazy.
It's like a little attachment you stick on the bottom of your DS, and I guess you strum the notes with your stylus.
Really? That might be something interesting to me.
Yeah?
I mean, I thought it was just going to be use your stylus to push
to the do button. Everything. No, that'd be a little hard.
But since they got the attachment, now that interests me.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. I mean,
you haven't really seen that yet?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Well, also this week, I guess, you know, people who've bought Professor Layton and the Curious Village, which was a pretty badass game. Me and Kill talked about it on some of our past show.
Rogue Galaxy and Dark Cloud.
Yeah, you can tell by the animation.
Yeah.
Which that's probably the animation and the puzzles where this stands out.
Yeah.
But you know how you can go in and download a new puzzle every week?
Yeah.
Well, apparently you're not really downloading a new puzzle every week. You're unlocking a new puzzle every week. So all these puzzles all already exist on your current Professor Layton game cart that's in your DS right now.
Ridiculous.
Except for you got to hook up to the internet every week and they're like, oh, we have a puzzle for you this week. And you're like, yeah, this is awesome. You know, this is a good idea.
Yeah.
Downloadable content for your... But how is it going to download? You know, that's a thing.
It's already exists on your cartridge.
Yeah, that's how they do it. You know, they play
so
with
cheap.
Your emotions. That's a cheap way of DLC. What's up with DLC? Then that's what we're going to get into our crap of the week. So you stay tuned.
Please,
because I'm sick of DLC. But hey, here's some good news for all you Brawl fans. It hit 1.4 million sales in 1 week.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's the fastest-selling Nintendo game ever.
That's probably one of the biggest exclusives that the Wii has currently.
Too bad it's so damn hard to play the game online with friends. You're sitting there entering your Wii code.
Yeah, that Wii code, man.
And then you're like, all right, I'm in. Let's play some Brawl. They're like, please enter Brawl code.
I would like to know who learned Nintendo how to make online.
Same person who agreed not to have downloadable content for Rock Band.
Yeah.
That's...
It's probably Reggie. the American market manager guy.
Figured Japan would have got with the program. They're ahead of everybody with internet. Figured right away.
They would. I mean, they got better cell phones than anybody in the world. They can play games on there, like, you know.
They watch TV. They have it's pretty much streaming television to their cell phones all the time, and it has TiVo on it and everything.
Yeah, they don't want to. They don't want to. You
but,
know.
But that's another show. That's the Japanese TiVo podcast.
We're too busy. Yeah. We're getting sidetracked here.
Hit us up with some PS3 news, Omega.
All right. The first thing on the what we got is the PS3 is getting a Blu-ray drive
update.
Disc live update. Yeah. What it does is allows you to well, with certain Blu-ray discs, they have the
extras.
Yeah, it's the Blu-ray live.
So it's a Blu-ray update.
Yeah, it's an update for the Blu-ray player.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the reasons why I also wanted to pick up a PS3, yeah. Is because it's one of the only Blu-ray players that updates.
Exactly.
And for the price.
And that's why they call it the best Blu-ray player. And it plays it's also Metal the Gear. Cheapest.
Yeah.
Which is the saddest thing of them all.
And it plays Metal Gear.
Exactly. Metal Gear and Final Fantasy, man. What more do you want?
That's all there is.
Exactly. Well, right now.
Okay.
Actually, wait, just wait till Zone of the Enders comes out.
What's that, like 2012?
I don't know. Whenever.
Whenever.
Whenever Hideo Kojima announces it. Hopefully soon.
Yeah, get off your ass.
I know. Dude, I've been waiting for it. Now that Metal Gear's done, get your ass on it.
Yeah, he's got some time.
I know. He better. What is he going to do now? I don't know.
Make a second release, a special edition of Metal Gear.
Which would be cool. I'd be happy about that.
And maybe they can put in the Japanese and English language tracks like they originally promised.
Dude, I can't believe that game's taking up a whole Blu-ray disc.
Obviously, there's restrictions that people never thought possible. Well,
it's because they leave the audio uncompressed, which takes up a lot of room, you know? Plus, I'm sure the big game's big.
I'm pretty sure it's pretty, and you saw the graphics.
Yeah, I mean, the visuals look, dude, I mean, it's a Metal Gear.
But hey, look at Xbox 360, look how ridiculous Lost Odyssey was. It was like four discs, and it was packaged in like a little
I can't believe America it packaged, Online dude. Sleeve or something. I laughed when I saw that. It was a little sleeve, dude. Come on, make a package right.
Yeah, like the European one. The European one actually was built for four discs.
It had like two and then another flip down one that had two, yeah.
Instead of two on one and one on the other.
In America,
and then a paper sleeve that you get your your OXM demo discs in.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, that's horrible. That made me laugh too when I first saw that. I was like, man, how lazy can you be? Seriously, you're a $1 million company. Why not go ahead and give the full deal on your packaging stuff?
Ah. I know. Lost Odyssey, very poorly packaged.
Yeah, that was horrible. Anyways. What this let's get back to the
update.
The update. What this does is allows the new discs that are compatible with Blu-ray Live to get online and have you get extra content online while your movie's going. So that's pretty much all that does.
Well, hey, we need all the features we can out of Blu-ray since HD DVD's dead and HD DVD had all the cool features.
I mean, I can imagine what they're gonna do with this stuff, you know. But
is that all the update did?
For the PS3, no. It also added more DBI, DIVX support.
DIVX.
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, there's a whole bunch of other stuff that we probably won't go into, because if you're a PS3 owner, then enjoy the update.
Let's see. What else do we got here? The PS3 games in Europe getting up price cut.
Yeah, price cut. Yeah, so now they're about as expensive as the games here.
Yeah.
Instead of being twice as expensive, because I think it costs like $100 American for a PS3 game there. So now pretty much it got dropped down to £40, which is $60, $61 American.
Yeah, it's not as bad as it was though. I feel sorry for PAL gamers; they get screwed all the time.
So what are some of the European games that are going to be cut down in price?
From what we got here is Resistance: Fall of Man.
Which you could probably pick up for £20.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Here it still hasn't dropped price, though.
Yeah, but I know some people overseas that find these in bargain bins.
Oh, okay.
Pretty easy to come by, I think.
And then the next one is Genji, Day of the Blade. I don't know. I don't know the price on that one.
They're all £40.
They're all £40?
Yeah, they're all reduced to £40.
£20, or what would you say?
$60.
$60, yeah. Sorry, I'm all... Whatever. Also, F1... What was it? I don't even know what that game is.
I don't know. Do you want me to read it? F1, that's all it is, I guess. Yeah, Motorstorm, Heavenly Sword.
Lair, and Folklore, and also Ridge Racer 7.
Huh.
Yeah, so at least they get something to be happy about.
All right, now that's all of our PS3 news. And here's our Xbox.
Okay.
That was the sound effect fingers. I'm all...
Oh, my God.
Next is our Xbox news, and as you know... The Halo 3 map pack was released for free today, yesterday, just depending on whenever you downloaded this.
Yeah, whenever you want to do this.
But now the map pack, the first map pack for Halo 3 is free.
Hopefully they'll start getting rotation now.
Well, pretty much, yeah. And we all know about the Halo 3 map pack coming on April 15th.
The Legendary.
It's going to include like the Sidewinder remake of the first Halo game, which that's pretty cool. Because I remember my Halo 1 days. That's where my Halo memories were fresh, new. It felt like I was actually experiencing
something new
and fun every day. I mean, heck, we land all the time. That was some good times.
Yeah.
And but also with the release of the free maps, they're also releasing the name of the new Halo 3 Legendary Map Pack map that they hadn't released yet.
Yeah.
And that's called Blackout.
Blackout.
Yeah, and I think it's familiar to Lockout. Halo 2's Lockout?
Yeah. I missed Lockout, too. That was one of my favorite stages.
Okay, so the new Halo map pack, right? It's got two remakes of old maps, plus one called Ghost Town. So this is pretty much, what, three maps?
That's it.
And they're trying to charge me $10 for this?
Are you kidding me?
More DLC... Crap, I mean, this is remakes. I mean, they should release every Halo 1 map if they're going to do this shit for free.
They might as well.
Or for $20.
Might as well. I mean, seriously, I do love Halo. Lockout. And I love that they're remaking that one. But still, if I want to buy it down, if I want to buy you $10
new
worth.
Maps.
Exactly.
New
I
maps.
I don't want remakes. Repeats of what they've already done.
I mean, they're not exactly going to be the same map. I mean, they're designed in the same fashion, same graphic style almost. Yeah. Same color scheme and even the way it's played. But come on, let's see something else. I mean, it's like somebody took their, it's like a mod kit. If we had mods on the 360,
we'd be able to make our own stages.
Yeah, I mean, we'd be able to make better maps than Bungie would. I mean, they gave us Forge, but give us some geometry.
I know, instead of just manipulating what's inside,
just dropping a bunch of boxes.
Let me build my stage from everything, not just one little piece.
Yeah. So Tuesday, March 25th, 2 a.m. Pick up your free Halo 3 map pack and see what you've been missing, or if not, stick to Call of Duty 4 and wait for those maps.
Yeah, I would just stick with Call of Duty 4. You'd be better off.
Yeah, and you know what, dude? I just noticed, Omega, that all this news that we're talking about is all these games are fucking up because of patches, or not patches, because they're released sloppy. Because I got a story right here about Condemned 2. This was a new game that was just released
last week.
Well, there's already problems coming up with it. Disappearing saved games.
That's horrible.
Yeah, so you have to
Now they're going to patch it.
Now they're going to patch it.
Oh, yeah. That's so... Man, these companies, I don't know what's wrong with them.
I think they need some better testers. So if there's some testers out there listening to this, get your shit together.
Please.
Please. I mean, come on. This is standard shit.
Do everybody a favor. I mean,
are you not testing them for at least a month?
Probably not.
I mean, it's like they throw it in the machine. It runs. Like, it runs. Ship it.
They're trying to rush things out just to make money. I mean, if you want to make money, make good games. People will buy them.
Yeah, you're going to end up like the Ultima name. You're going to end up releasing something and trying to play catch up. And you're going to end up just destroying your name. Because Ultima used to be a good name brand.
That's why you just got to make good games. I mean, that's really that simple. Of course, sometimes good games do bomb, dude. Like Okami. That game was amazing. And
yeah, it was like it was on a lot of top picks, I remember.
Yeah, good thing it's coming to the Wii.
Yeah, you know, and it seems like it was made for the Wii, because you got the whole Wiimote, you can paint. Dude.
But it's like Zelda with a wolf and like a whole Japanese feel to it.
Yeah.
It was, dude, the game, the art design was phenomenal.
So. Yeah, because I remember I was taking art history, and I remember reading a lot about some of the characters in that.
Yeah.
Like Amaterasu, is that who?
Yeah, she's the wolf.
That's the wolf. Yeah,
yeah, the sun goddess.
Well, that's cool. I'm going to have to try that sometime.
Definitely. That game's amazing.
Some other Xbox news. Of course, you know, we all know about Bionic Commando.
Y'all.
Y'all.
Y'all. Oh, wait, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, did Arnold just walk in here? I think so.
Well, he is the Bionic Commando.
Y'all.
And he's only $10 because he's rearmed in May.
In May, okay.
Yeah, $10. I mean,
that's not too bad.
At least you can make your own map if you want to by drawing it on a tub wall and send it in. And yeah, they're taking, they have a map contest right now.
Oh, really?
No.
As long as it's worth the $10. I mean, I don't mind paying for stuff. As long as it's worth it.
Yeah, that's all I care about. And so. You know what? I know things are going to get bad when we start having to pay for patches.
Oh, that's going to suck.
And you know who I think is going to do it first?
Bungie?
No, not Bungie.
Okay, like who?
EA.
Oh, probably. EA is so gay like that.
Yeah, they like released, like, I remember The Godfather, they released pretty much cheat codes that you had to buy to unlock money. Basically, you're buying a money code.
What's the point of that? Why not just buy money instead of buying a code just to get money? Why not just buy money? You're gonna. Oh, that's so stupid.
That's pretty much what it is. You're buying money. I mean, it's not a code. You know, you don't enter up, down, left, right. If they did back in the day, charge EA would be making money off every time you.
Yeah.
Or somebody would, like Konami, if they tried to be like that back in the day, where every time.
Up, down, left, right, left,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's like $5 charged to your Nintendo card.
Yeah, good thing they didn't have a credit.
Yeah, good thing technology wasn't, like, evil back then, or too evil.
No, now it's not so much evil as the way they set things up and makes it all, whatever.
Alright, so we're getting towards the end of our show, like, our game news. That was a long game news. That took, like, 49 minutes.
Yeah, almost an hour.
Usually me and Kyo are too busy bitching at each other to,
to get things done.
Never talk about it.
You know, every time I listen to all this, y'all argue a lot. But it's hilarious. It's funny to listen to.
Yeah, so this is more of like the actual news show.
Yeah, sorry I had to come and make things monotone, but I guess it's all good. And we got Arnold in. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, we got to get to our picks of the week. So, Omega, give me your pick of the week. What's something that you want somebody to play out there? Like, these listeners, if they own a PS3, what should they play?
If you haven't picked up Call of Duty 4, I'm definitely going to call that one. Because that's the only game I've played aside from Ninja Gaiden Sigma, since I'm poor. But, you know, Ninja Gaiden Sigma is good too. Gaiden, however you want to say it.
So your pick is Call of Duty 4 for the PS3?
Probably that.
Or Dragon Sword, since it's coming out.
Yeah, definitely. But I haven't played it yet, so I can't see it.
Yeah, I played it.
Even though I'm sure it's really good.
Okay, well, my pick of the week, the Kosama's pick of the week, is going to be, drumroll, he doesn't know because he's been playing Battlefield Beta and Dragon Sword. So it's a mix between those. If you got the Dragon Ball Beta, Dragon Ball?
What? Kind of, what?
Yeah, there's a new Dragon Ball Z game. It's a multiplayer.
Now I'm discombobulated, eh?
Yeah, it's coming out by the same people who made Cholo Wars.
It's Batoware, is it?
Batoware, yeah.
Actually, remember, me and Lee had an idea for that.
Huh. Well,
man, we're getting sidetracked again.
Yeah, but I would recommend going out and picking up Dragon Sword Ninja Gaiden for the DS, because I've been playing that quite a bit, and it's clean, it's fast, yeah. It's fun. 60 frames a second for
fluid gameplay. Would you stop reminding me that I don't have it yet?
Hey, you're going to have it tomorrow along with your fancy stylus that I don't have.
Yeah, that's true. But I had to wait, dude. You can.
Yeah, I've been playing it for a week already.
I'd rather play it for a week and then, oh well.
Whatever. The only thing is, what about that stylus that's a sword? It's not going to scratch up your screen.
No, I mean,
I know it's not an actual sword.
It's a stylus. It's meant to, but I don't know. I'll try it out, and if I don't like it, I'm just going to.
Because on our last show, we our crap of the week, which is coming up next, but our last crap of the week was the screens.
The screens?
How's your screen looking?
It's a little scuffed up. Not too bad.
See, like, pop up on my screen. Check that out. Like, does it look as bad as that, dude? That's pretty new.
Oh, you're playing some Dragon Sword right now.
Yeah, Dragon Sword's on right now.
Oh, no, dude, mine's not even that bad.
You know what? I think that's from might be just Dragon Sword, because I've been slashing away, because that's a slasher. It's not like a button smasher. It's a stylus slasher. Look at him, he's over.
He just died.
No, he probably... Did he?
Yeah, Ryu just died.
How did he die?
I don't know. That, the re-dead was getting after him or whatever.
Did he fall in the hole?
No. That thing was attacking him.
There was somebody attacking me?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Damn, I thought I was in a safe place.
Luckily,
there was a save point in the room, which I ran through.
That's what I get for looking at it.
No, that's cool,
man. I killed Ryu, dude.
You killed him.
Man, that's messed up.
Yo, what's up? This is Kosamas again, and thanks for sticking around and listening all the way through episode 6 of the Kosamas and Kyo Show. Don't worry, next week, Kyo will be back. I was expecting at least some sort of message from him, but I haven't got any words, so hope for the best for the guy. And I'd like to thank Omega Archetype for showing up to the show and filling in for Kyo. We did something nice for him. We hooked him up with some gear for his PlayStation 3. And our winner of our last two contests that entered on MySpace was Lex Luthor from New Jersey. So you picked yourself up Puzzle Quest. Congrats, bro.
Woo!
Puzzle Quest. That's a badass game you got there now. Anyway, You can reach us at kosamasenkyo@gmail.com, or you can check us up on iTunes. Just type in kosamasenkyo, or you can check out our MySpace page at myspace.com/kosamasenkyo. You know, can't get no easier than that, people. No easier. So make sure you check out the site, leave some feedback, ask some questions. Anything's cool, guys. We'll let you know if we're going to have another contest as soon as possible. But drop us an email and we'll put you on the show. We'll answer your questions. Peace.